starting the recording after the tour. We also went into archives to look at all the organization work that Meredith has done.
We're not recording. Oh, we are recording.
Yeah.
This recording thing is so high tech.
Thank you, Meredith, for doing that. That was awesome.
It was my pleasure. And you did your office too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was really important.
Files.
That was really random.
Great. But you still have the water fountain in your office.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's care. Anything else about the library report? That was a great little.
Yeah.
Water system update, you know, just tell, does everyone aware?
As you can see, they're still under construction. The electrician came today, said, yep, I can splice the two things. I can hide the, I'm not an electrician, so I'm like, whatever. But he's going to hide the plug and basically everything's going to be behind the system. And the two units will have power. So he's going to come back next week. Then the next step after he's done with that work is to drywall, basically patch the wall again on both sides and then install the unit.
Okay.
So then it'll be at 30 inches and 36, I think, 36 or 38. So one's ADA in children's, like elementary school.
Yeah.
Height, and the other one is standing person height. And the water, the bottle filler will be behind the short one. Yeah. Any questions about that? This long-term ongoing?
Amazing.
All right. Anything else in here?
I have a question about 2D. I know the copy is still an outstanding issue with our plan with them. I have not been able to get through still to a human being with them, but you have highlighted the new chargers for everything. And there's scanning, free scanning, which is great, which can also offset the weirdness of having to charge for copies, because you can see what you can get. So if it scans, it goes to a PDF that they get emailed to them. How does it work?
Yeah. Okay,
so there they go.
They can either get email it to themselves or put in a USB.
Okay.
And
so two options. Yeah. So it's only for very certain things that someone would want an actual physical copy then. And then fine, they pay a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
This can stay the way it is no matter what. Whatever we find out about our copy plan, this seems to be what we want though, right? So I don't know.
Weren't we waiting to find out what the actual cost of a copy was?
Yeah, because before it was, so what I added were the dollar signs that everybody suggested mm-hmm. in front of the 25 cents, but it also, I changed it to 25, just pending
right.
the research.
Yeah, okay. I mean, once we find out how much it is.
Personally, I do think it should 25, but
because it's going from 0 to 25, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what the information we learned, you can't charge it much higher than that. Like it's not feasible. So I don't know. We need to know how much one costs.
I can't imagine
it's what I don't know what difference it's going to really make to the output to our final cost.
Okay, so well, this is I can chime in, I guess, sure. since we're talking about that for a minute. I received an email from a former employee telling me all about SimTech.
Right. Okay.
So I don't know if that's worth going through or not.
This is in the context of
somebody who's been reading the minutes and knows that we've been trying to figure out why copies are costing so much.
Okay.
So
I'd like to know that.
Okay.
Like, is that a former employee? Okay. Maybe not.
So basically it's SimQuest and it should be, there's no extra charges for service or ink. There was an updated lease agreement in 22 or 23. So there should be, it went from metered to unlimited copies. And Before it went from metered to unlimited, the price, the invoice could double or triple monthly, which makes me wonder if maybe this contract has run out like the Comcast one did, and then it goes to that expensive option until we renew it. You know what I mean?
But they're making it hard to renew.
Yeah, they're very hard to, unlike Utah.
It just occurred to me. And then apparently there's a SimQuest folder in the director's desk and past email communication invoice, blah, blah, blah. Sorry, I shouldn't say blah, blah. Past copy of revenue is with Martin, folder. And then apparently there is a way to look on the machine and it will tell you how many copies have been printed.
All duly noted.
Thank you for that really important information. Is there anything else from the director's report? This has been kind of a shorter report period, so it's a little bit condensed.
It's really fun to see the numbers of different program attendance.
Yeah.
I'm impressed about the numbers of the Oreo tasting contest. That's exciting. And I'm like, I would have thought there'd be a lot to talk about Gather in the book, but there wasn't. But, you know, it's really interesting.
Well, it is a bummer. You know, book discussions just don't do very well here, I've noticed, since I've been here. And we have, I'm hoping that the foraging
analog
comes. Yeah, I think that'll be really cool. I did want to pay special attention to the town clerk's meeting. So that's like the second in the series of the meet the Heartland town folks. So we had the meet the town manager last month, and we're having the town clerks here right before voting day, so or election day. So I hope that people do show up, and if they have questions, they can ask. It'll be Cheyenne, who's the new assistant town clerk. She was
a lister.
A lister before. She was a part-time lister. And now she's in the town clerk's office with John Pollitt, which is cool.
That's great.
Yeah. Hmm. And we're just sort of also planning our Halloween party. And I don't know if you got to see the monster book drop, but that's kind of fun.
And the walk.
And yeah, the story walk.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Creepy carrots.
All right. Awesome. Any other questions for the director on behalf of the staff and their awesome report?
No, I had also, it's cool to see the year over year. You know, so much bigger a year ago, but also the drop from the summer and then the explanation. I find that
interesting.
It makes sense. But
so, circling back, this is what we're going to give you, I think, something like this.
I mean, we can talk about that. Yeah. I think I have an agenda item to when we talk about the budget.
And just the other thing I did highlight, sorry, we did purchase two new computers for super cheap. Hopefully that all works out. It's for circulation and Amy's, the heat services computer.
And even with that, you don't feel like we're over in the budget and stuff?
Mm-mm. Okay. It was like $125 a computer.
Oh, no. Amazing.
Super sale. I think they were half off.
Cheaper than my friend.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Should we move along? All right, moving along. All right, let's, next item is, first we're going to review the draft annual appeal letter and finalize it, and then we're going to finalize the annual appeal mailing plan. Okay, so this, I drafted this up and circulated it, and the only person I heard from before Sunday night was Tracy. Those are the only edits I saw on a letter. So, Did anyone have the chance to read this in the packet? Okay, so just overall question. Oh, here, I'll come over there. I said I was.
And we recommend edits now.
Yeah, I think we should do that. Yeah. So, but everyone feels satisfied. Okay, so but any general Oops. Topical suggest, like, is everyone okay with the general gist?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. And the general like tone?
Yep.
Okay. And what we were said we would use money for?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and do some shared editing. Let's put the date. What date do we want this to be? Who's in charge of prepping the mailing? You, Tina?
I think I am, because I have to send it to whoever we decide to go with.
Yeah.
If the date's a little earlier than it goes out.
So what about November 1st?
It won't be that.
No.
Keep the sense more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
Yes, that's the first of November.
Yeah, just do no.
That's.
I hate PCs.
So do I.
Okay. All right, any edits on the salutation?
Yes. I would like fellow to come out. I feel like it's kind of antiquated and gendered and.
Great.
Don't love it.
Any other salutation comments? All right, working on paragraph number one.
So on the same note, share felt like sharing with us, the board or something, so as opposed to have. And I was thinking of making library because it's plural. And not capitalizing library, maybe.
Yeah, what do you guys think? Capitalized library?
Yeah, a lot of times library was capitalized and librarians was capitalized, but I don't know that we were doing that in the actual proper way.
Okay, any other things on number one?
I thought
like it's going to be during summer reading program, during a PAC Tuesday story time, during a fun.
Yes. Or during. Or grabbing is just new.
Or when grabbing a great book.
Fond memories of library visits when grabbing a great book.
That's. It's better than.
A visit would be browsing. Browsing is more slow and leisurely than grabbing. But I do wonder, do we nod to our many online patrons in this paragraph?
We did browsing. Is it browsing for a great book? Because it's a visit.
I'm going to say finding.
Yeah,
we found a book.
Yes. Perfect.
But during finding a great book, or I guess the or.
No, that dropped.
On what?
Whether of, how about whether of the summing, so whether of?
Whether it was to attend, how about to attend? Or.
Whether the summer read not.
To attend. Yeah, to attend.
To attend.
Based a packed story time.
Yeah.
When the library program.
Or to attend.
I don't know, that has.
We hope you have fond memories of library visits in 2024.
Whether for, how about that?
Attending a summer.
How about maybe from the summer reason when a PAC student, a fun and learning or finding a great.
That works.
What did I say?
Maybe from the.
Okay. Ready to move on to paragraph two?
Put something about online patrons.
Well, I just wonder, because all these things are in person, which is great, and we're getting physical books, so maybe we just keep it this way.
Okay.
But yeah, just people like, I never go to the library, but I appreciate it. And it's for physical books, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've decided, okay, so.
If we're onto the second paragraph, could that go into the first paragraph? I kind of have a thing against two sentence paragraphs.
How does everyone else feel about two sentence paragraphs?
I actually sometimes like, I think since that's the most important two lines of the whole thing, but it stands out.
It is just for purpose.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Let's get down to it. We hope you like the library, but we really want your money.
I would keep it consistent and not capitalize library.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is tricky. What I'm trying to remember what the rule is, like.
Can we instead of saying in that first sentence, end of year donations, and called it end of year giving?
Sounds nice, yeah.
You know, I had giving and I said donations because I was like, giving is like, this is what we're looking for is a donation, and giving is like fancy nonprofit donation speak. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you're giving, you're going to give an asset, or you're going to give a
volunteer.
I don't know. I just felt like it was like more homey.
Well, I guess I felt like it was donate twice in a row.
Oh, okay.
Your contribution, if it, oh yeah.
Yeah.
If you're able to contribute.
If you're able to contribute.
I think your contribution will increase funds for book purchases and library programs.
I did like that if you are, I mean, it's a little not as pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's such a good.
Okay, library and librarian are only capitalized when they're referring to a specific, it's shortcutting the name of the library.
Thank you. Okay, how about if you are able to contribute your contribution?
Yeah, then we have contribute. Which we didn't want donation and donation back to back.
If you are able to give this season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Your contribution, Lauren. Yeah.
Okay, so Meredith, according to what you just read, if we're saying library visits to our specific library, capitalized or not?
No.
Okay. Consider the library.
If we would have said Heartland Public Library, then you can say the library.
Like, so we say consider the Heartland Public Library?
Yeah, that would be capitalized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Heartland Public Library programming?
That's programming.
Why not write Heartland Public Library there? Because
that sounds nice.
Considered the Heartland Public. No,
sorry, but I just didn't realize what the cursor was because it's a PC.
No, first sentence. This letter is our annual request to consider the Heartland Public Library.
In order to do this, I have to stick out my tongue.
I have a hard time with that computer too.
And then it's not capital.
This is not capital?
Correct.
Great. Just going to follow your guidance on this.
No others will be.
For the library board?
That will be, yeah.
This sentence is the one that triggered me.
Oh, triggered you. Chris, we'll talk about your feelings.
It's not just for the board. It's for the whole library that didn't have these issues.
Yeah.
So, and there's too many commas. And like, this could be, we could say what we want to say with in a different way here, I think.
Okay, speak.
You could just say, this has been our first year without a pandemic or major staff transitions since 2020. You can leave off the library board. It's, and that's, I think, maybe not perfect, but a place to start, at least. Great.
How do you feel about the exclamation?
Yeah, that's great, because you want the excitement.
So here, wouldn't we say, would we capitalize, Meredith? Library's goals.
The library. I think when you say the library, it's this library, so it would be anywhere you might be able to say Heartland Public Library.
Okay. Okay, so I don't think we say capitalized thank you here. Grammar party for the library.
You could, I see parse the data often, and the out seems unnecessary, but.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. It's redundant.
Yeah.
Draft a plan, not a vision. Yeah. We already have a plan, right?
Yeah, we have a vision.
How about draft the library plan?
You'd say.
A new library plan, that makes it.
This 2025.
Updated?
Yeah, update.
Ooh, updated.
Or updated the verb. And update the library plan.
Could also add.
Oh.
So painful.
Yes, you are.
All right, I'm following along here. Okay.
Do we want to say to gather and parse the data? Or is it implied that, because that's a separate job?
Yeah, gather the data. Let's just say gather the data.
Yeah.
Because they did work really hard. That's, they won't even recognize the word parse.
Yeah, it's a little too.
They won't recognize that they guessed it. Okay. Right, this is saying it should not be plural. Who agrees?
And it's wrong.
It's disagree.
It's wrong.
Without a pandemic or a major staff transition. All right, anything else on this paragraph?
Wait, we disagreed with transition. Oh, singular.
Oh, I didn't notice that it did. Okay.
Oh, now I agree with that.
Now I agree with that.
It's a transition.
All right, moving on to the next paragraph.
So would 5-year plan be capped?
Then I guess a year, we wouldn't capitalize it, 5-year.
Right. Oh yeah, that's true.
Should we include the theme is inspired by, I mean, should we include now this energy assessment now? Because some of the.
That's supposed to be captured in some funding opportunities.
Okay.
And I wondered, it's all still ARPA money. ARPA, MRP is coming out of ARPA. So shouldn't it be the American Rescue Plan? Not, I don't know anything about inflation reduction.
I thought that the capital grants were the IRA.
I almost started to edit that because I was like, oh, we just lost that grant, but because I was getting confused with my grant.
Aren't they all coming out of ARPA?
Well, probably the money that was given to the state gave to libraries to compete against each other for was probably also ARPA. That's been the only source of money.
Yeah, right.
States and municipalities for right. Since before COVID. So.
Okay. How's everyone feeling about this paragraph here?
Well, then I would also say our fingers are crossed instead of fingers crossed, because that's a incomplete sentence. Or what is it? Yeah. A fragment, my father would say.
Isn't saying fingers crossed also kind of commanding your audience?
Yes. Yeah. Which is
like you understood.
Yeah, which I don't think is that bad, but yeah.
Should we just say, like,
we hope?
We hope.
Well, I was wondering if people who are very devout.
Yeah, it does sound a little like
pagan or something.
No,
like superstitious. Yeah. We're hopeful that our grant application will be successful.
Being hopeful. We hope.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Let's see.
It's a superstition.
But watch, like knock on wood.
It may. Why do you cross your fingers? For good luck. No, I know, but what's the symbolism? It's not to create a cross out.
Okay, one clear theme from our community is that our patrons, one clear
message.
It is a sort of pagan thing, but. Whatever.
Just look it up.
Yeah.
All right. Do you see any edits for the last remaining text on the screen?
Let me say no.
Wait, so we're on to the next paragraph?
We're just dealing with the rest of these words.
So you went from message to theme.
Yeah, I think another theme is might be confusing.
So. Yeah. I think I mentioned, I think what happened is I was setting this up for as strategic planning survey input.
I think it's another theme from the survey input. The completed strategic plan surveys made clear.
The strategic plan survey answers made clear.
I think that I think it would be the responses. Completed the completed strategic plan survey or the strategic
survey answers is weird.
Yeah, I think you got it. Completed surveys. Correct, the strategic
responses.
Plan. We heard from the strategic plan response from the survey responses.
The strategic plan, the responses from the strategic plan survey
made clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made it clear.
So sounds a little more folksy in a good way than made it clear.
Okay. Another
theme or message
theme from the survey input is that our community still loves physical books and wants more. Blah, yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
I like that sentence.
All right. How's everyone doing with the rest of this text?
Are we on to the next paragraph?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were going to add the cost of a book.
Yeah.
We're on the next paragraph.
Okay, so I think our budget priority is to support the staff. Is there we go. Then I would take out the we at the end of that sentence and keep the rest of the budget slender.
So then we support, let's see, community donations and the Friends of the Library. How about, what do you guys think about saying something like, for each $25 donation we receive, we will be able to purchase another book or something like that.
Yeah, I mean.
So this is just like the theory here would be, if you say something specific, people will
that's
be like.
That's all that multiple. Money is going for.
Yeah.
Right, so, you're saying it's
so, yeah,
dedicated to books.
Obviously, there's a range of how much the books cost, and depending on
shipping.
Children's books or adult books or whatever.
What would the average be?
I mean, for maybe average adult, so it depends on the book. Like, some of the graphic novels can be kind of pricey.
And like Jason's book, which costs $50.
Yeah, and then some of the newer fiction could be from $18.99 to, like, $24.99.
Instead of being specific, just say that the money's raised from this drive will purchase new books for the adult or purchase new books. Because I think it's really, I mean, even I'm, you know, just thinking about the books, there is a huge range.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
And then you've got to process it. And I mean, I don't know if yours can process, but
like
there's processing and covering and figuring all that in is
Well, what did you say?
Purchase new additional books or additional
new books.
New books. Do we want to? I mean, it's probably obvious that it's for all ages.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
We'll have that for saying for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we didn't put it out.
The donations and the Friends of the Library and the, I'd say the efforts of, there has to be donations, your donations, community donations, and efforts of the Friends of the Library.
And the fundraising. The Friends of the Library fundraising.
I like your, it's personal, and you're speaking to the person's reading this, and community sounds distant, like, oh yeah, people are doing it.
Right, yes, your donations.
Donation.
Donation, yeah.
I don't think we need the final sentence, actually, because we just.
Said it.
Yeah.
What we're spending it on in the previous sentence.
Of the money raised, yeah, I feel like we've already done that.
Yeah, I think I do still stick with an efforts of the Friends of the Library as opposed to fundraising provides funds.
Because it does speak to all the other things.
Yeah, the book sales a ton of work.
Yeah.
For example. Donations and P.
I think we.
And the efforts of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd better.
Efforts?
The efforts of the Friends of the Library. Plus, though, I think they'll like that.
Yeah.
By additional.
I think we can also delete library from library program.
Yeah, and operations.
Well, we want to keep that in because that's.
A library operation.
Catch-all.
But she's saying take out the word library, just leave off.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to library. I think that's above what we actually voted to support each March at town meeting. Something about each, it doesn't have to be at town meeting, but each March. Yeah.
And then the last sentence is redundant because we're already saying book purchases.
Yeah. At least you can break the paragraph again.
There's some extra spaces in between.
Yeah.
It's probably easier to do a lot of different. All right, is everyone ready to approve this?
Yeah.
I think.
Beautiful letter.
One other quick thing is at the bottom, the last paragraph. I think all of your support of the library or thank.
Thank you for your support of the library.
Yeah.
And I think an exclamation point, see you at the library soon would be.
Yeah.
A nice place for an exclamation point.
Just see you as opposed to we hope to.
And then one quick question about font size. Remember Colleen?
Yeah.
Really good about saying that for people who are reading it, who might struggle with 11 or 12, maybe put it to like 16 or 18, I think.
Oh, 14.
Wow, that's more expensive.
14 is.
We only want two-sided pages, right? So I'll just make whatever.
Whatever can fit on one physical page.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody on Aging in Heartland has an explanation of that.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Perfect.
All right, entertain a motion.
I move that we.
I second.
Except this as final.
Great, any further discussion? All those in favor?
Probably make the logo a little smaller too.
Okay, we'll figure that out. Okay. Any further discussion?
Small final logo, biggest final words.
You can just pull on it too.
But not in this machine. I'll do that later.
Can't stand up.
Great, any further, okay, so all those in favor?
Oh, yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
Ooh, unanimous.
You could also take out the margins. You don't have to have, you know, 1 inch, 1 inch, 1 inch. You can go when you, to, you can go to like